Well, I'm excited for the football season as well. I do think that there needs to be a dose of reality as we get started here the day after Labor Day. Looking forward to talking all the baseball. We'll get into that as we get the push for the postseason and football season, as we mentioned, started. It seems like the Giant fans think they're going to win these first couple of games. Seems like Jets fans think things are going to be way better than they were with Aaron Rodgers. Not so fast. I'm excited for the season. I don't believe in these two teams to the level that many apparently do before we even get started.
There's a lot of excitement. By the way, this is one of my favorite days to be on the air. I absolutely love coming back from Labor Day. You're right. Yanks, Mets, football, it is on. It's awesome to be back. Listen, my excitement, and I share in a lot of the enthusiasm that a lot of the Jets and Giants fans have. I don't mean when the level that has been hijacked for some where it's just bonkers in terms of expectations, which aren't realistic yet. But I think what's galvanized me for both of these teams is the buttoned-up nature to the off seasons. I think that's a starting point where now you feel a little stability. From a Jets perspective, Sal, the focus wasn't on, you know, a 40-year-old quarterback coming off a ruptured Achilles who transcends, who is bigger than the team, you know, in terms of Aaron Rodgers. And really, for both teams, the off-season conversations weren't about, all right, you know, when is this guy going to get fired, which GM, which coach, and what kind of leash does Dable have, how long is Saleh going to get? That to me is a good starting point. And then obviously you start to look at the rosters and, you know, there's some questions, but there's certain strengths as well. As long as the Jet and the Giant fan aren't walking around today saying we're going to the Super Bowl, we're going to win, I think enthusiasm is fine.
Right, but
I really do.
Well, yes, enthusiasm about the season starting is fine. Reality as to what these teams will be. Let's start with the Jets. You mentioned them first. Like, the excitement should be because it's a breath of fresh air, new regime. Yeah. Let's see what they could do. That does not mean that they're going to win yet. Like, I can make a good argument the Jets are going to go 0-3 out of the gate. Like, where are we getting that the Jets are good? That's what I'd like to know. What idea? Like, I like what Aaron Glenn has said. I like what he's done. I like the fact that they're built with the offensive line. They have a quarterback who can't throw the football. They have a defense that's been overrated for how many years? So, where are we getting the win projection total for the Jets and Giants? Both not very good. Mm-hmm. I don't look at the schedule and say it's a favorable schedule. So, I think that there can be excitement and enthusiasm for a new regime, a new head coach, a new feel, just a change of pace, breath of fresh air. But how exactly is that going to result in wins come Sunday?
Okay, I'm going to start with the Jets here. You bring them up. And we'll get to the Giants in a second because I have reasons for both. So from a Jets perspective, if you look at what plagued the Jets for years, it was sloppiness, it was penalties, and you're right. And you said this for a while, like the defense was overrated in a sense. Like we'd come into some of these seasons saying Jets going to be top three, top five. It never really materialized, but to me, there was reasons why it never really materialized, because the offense couldn't stay on the field for more than 90 seconds, and the defense was huffing and puffing, and then when you get tired, you make sloppy mistakes, you commit penalties, and you miss tackles. So I think with the Jets' offensive line and the Jets' decision, which is a wise one, and I do believe this will be a successful one, to run the football old school, is going to keep the defense fresh, and they got players. Like, I don't look at the Jets' defense and say, well, you know, you need five or six guys to overachieve for them to be a good unit. What I'm seeing is, you know, it's been on tape enough over the last couple of years, although it's been undone by the reasons I just said. Like, the Jets are trotting out five, six guys who are highly above average. Now, the scheme and all the other things, I don't know, but it's based in, I believe, for me, enough reality where if other guys, namely the offense, if they do their job, Jets defense is going to be good. And it's not going to be like, see, this is the other thing, too. When you look at the NFL, the modern NFL, most fans, fantasy, betting, over-unders, aesthetics, it's always about offense, score, drive, fast, score. The Jets are going to play a very different style of football this year, and I believe that it could very well be very successful.
I like but based on what is what I'm saying. Like, I like the idea of the way that they're building it. It's year one.
I get it.
Of a brand new regime with a quarterback who's had some issues in his prior stop. So, like, it's not like even if they had a rookie quarterback, at least you'd have the excitement of that. Okay, let's see what he has. You're not going to be expecting wins, but they're in a spot where they're trying to build it the right way, finally. Solid foundation. That I get. But the wins, I don't get where we're getting that idea from. It's the same players, a lot of the same players, you know, even in the preseason. Aaron Glenn talked about it before they played a game in the preseason, talking about cleaning up the penalties and all that stuff. They were still getting penalized left and right.
I know.
You could say it. I've heard plenty of coaches throughout the course of the NFL's history say, we got to clean things up, but I'm not going to accept these penalties. And then they go out there, and it's still the same stuff.
I get it.
I want to believe in the Jets. I want to see good football. I need to actually see it. And then I look at the schedule. I think they're going to get beat by Aaron Rodgers in week one. The Bills are near impossible in week two.
They always beat the Jets. They always beat the Bills. Well, I beat them with Zach Wilson. And Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens. But I'm looking at that schedule thing, and they could be in trouble. Now, excited for the season? Yes, just overall. Even if it's the best case scenario. If the Jets win seven games this year, mm-hmm. I think that's a success. With Aaron Glenn leading the way.
I'd have to see how it happens. I actually think they could win more.
Right.
Like, if they start out really slow and there's... Let's use this model. Jets are 0-3. Penalties still not taken care of yet. The running game not getting off the ground. And then all of a sudden... And they're 0-3. Then all of a sudden, things start to click a little bit. And you start to see what I think many of us think that will be their style of play. And the sloppiness and the penalties evaporate. Well, then if it becomes seven wins after a bad start and the progress is very identifiable, to me, that's fine. Like, I'm not saying 10 or 11 wins. See, I boil it down to this, and it's going to take a lot to get here. But to me, you either have the horses to get there or you don't. You have to have the players. And for two units, I'm going to reference. And then you obviously have to get it done. Like having the players, like the Jets have had players on defense for years and they haven't done anything well for reasons that we know. To me, the Jets' offensive line, and I've said this really all summer, the Jets' O-line's going to have a chance to be top 10. I don't mean like 4 or 5. You know, 8, 9. Justin Fields ran for 1,000 yards a couple of years ago, and the Jets are going to run it 30-something times a game. When you do that, the other team's not scoring as much. Your defense is fresh. So anyway, and that's all common. I know you guys know that, but that's how they're going to try to win. So if the Jets on paper, and again, paper means nothing until you actually get it done, but I couldn't say this last year. It was more about Rodgers saving them. The Jets' O-line has a chance to be a top 10 unit, and I believe the Jets' defense has a chance to be a back-end top 10 unit. The other stuff, the penalties, Aaron Glenn's first year. Does anybody compliment Garrett Wilson? I'm not saying, do they have a tight end, Mason Taylor, like evolve? I'm not saying there's no things to worry about, but the core of football, can you run the ball and can you stop your opponent? The Jets can, in my opinion.
Which should build a solid floor for them. That's what I'm looking to see, the floor being raised this year in year one with Muji and Aaron Glenn and obviously Justin Fields. As for the Giants, I think it's a little bit different. Now, I still think a lot of fans, like the expectation maybe 3 weeks ago was, all right, well, let's see what we have right now. Forget about Jackson Dart for a second because he's not starting, and that's a whole nother conversation. I think the expectation now is turned to where Giant fans think they're going to win the first two games of the year. Now, they might. I looked at the schedule a couple of weeks ago myself and said, you know what? The Commanders aren't going to be as good as everybody thought.
I agree with you on that.
Vulnerable. We talked about that weeks ago. But now it's like, well, it's expected. And here's what I'd say the difference, though, between the Jets and the Giants is that we're in year four of Brian Daboll. And obviously there have been some inconsistencies, the ups, the downs, the even farther down than you wanted to be down. But they rode through the storm. And if I'm a believer in Daboll, and you know that I have been, even though last year they gave me no reason to, like, got to a point I had to wave the white flag. I looked like an idiot.
Tap out time.
Yeah, I backed Daboll. They can't win a game here. So, but I'm back to being a believer in Brian Daboll, mm-hmm. less Joe Shane, but we're going to see about this roster. I'm more excited about that. Remember, year four in a regime is a totally different evaluation than where we're at with year one with the Jets. For the Giants to have a truly successful season, two things. Either they have to win games and compete for a playoff spot, or they have to clearly develop Jackson Dart in year one. That's the way that I'm looking at this. And I think that they can win some football games here with Russell Wilson and maybe a favorable schedule, at least in the beginning. But you're going to know early on, BT, if they don't win these first two games, mm-hmm. they're going to be in big trouble, and then it's going to be all about Jackson Dart.
I think the Giants' defense is going to win some games single-handedly. I really do. And if not, then I think we just really overrated the Giants' defense. Giants are lining up 4 or 5 guys who are absolute studs. Now, I want to see a little more all-around play from Thibodeau. But I'll still call him a stud because the one thing that he does really well, he does really well. Now, for that to work, you got to have leads and all the other things, blah, blah, blah. But like the Jets, although I don't quite see the balance that I see potentially with the Jets for the Giants, meaning I think the Jets offense and the Jets defense could be both better than whatever we think or what some people think. I don't know that the Giants go out there and sling it and put up, you know, a ton of points here, but I don't know how this Giants pass rush does not absolutely destroy opposing quarterbacks. And if they don't, then they're either running the wrong scheme, they got the wrong defensive coordinator, they got the wrong coaches, or then we just completely grossly overrated the Giants defense. Well, the Giants are good, which I don't think we are. When the Giants are good, yeah, Phil was amazing, and Tiki was amazing, and some other offensive players, Toomer was good, etc. Shockey was a beast. We know, okay? When the Giants are good, it always comes from the defense. And this defense, dude, they are going to destroy some quarterbacks.
Yeah, now for me, before I get there, I need to actually see it, because we heard about it last year. I need to see the Giants defense, and Dable's an offensive coach, so I think the offense will be better. How much better? Who knows? I still don't have high expectations. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team. I do think you're going to see a much better season. And if you're a believer in Dable like I was, now's not the time to jump off.
Yeah.
Even though you can make the argument for a change last year just because of a fresh start. Not necessarily he can't coach.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh start, draft the young quarterback, because now you have to see this thing through. It can't just be this year with Dable and Shane. They got to be beyond and see Jackson Dart through.
And we've talked about that. And it seems like Mara is freed up, and he is now, I don't know how it was intimated to Dable, but I'm sure that it was. I mean, because if you start coaching for your job now, then you sabotage something that could potentially be very good. So I'm with you. It feels different. That's why one of the reasons why I'm optimistic here, because as I said to start this whole conversation, like, this is a quiet off season. It was a buttoned up off season. It was off season with plan and purpose and focus and no stupid noise, which is great. You know, sometimes the noise kind of gets you jacked up and it makes you feel, you know, better or tougher than you are, but really it leads nowhere too often. It's been stable. And think about how we started this, Sal. You know, there's a big difference. Everybody's enthusiastic for the return of football. The fantasy lineups, get the sandwich on Sundays. You do like 5 or 6 TVs, whatever games you're betting. We'll do our picks on Friday. What I'm saying is that's a given. Even when the Jets had, you know, Adam Gase as the head coach. And you know, going back to Ray Hanley for the Giants. I'm always enthusiastic about football, like everybody, because I love football. I actually think both of these teams could be pretty decent. I do.
BT and Sal on the Fan. NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ray is in Babylon starting us off. What's up, Ray?
I can't wait. I'm going to say this at the end of the season or even the mid-October. I'm going to say, I can't wait, because this Jet team, I'm going to declare it, September 2nd, 2025, we're going to the playoffs.
Here we
and
go.
We're going to do it. And we're going to do it on playoffs. The shoulders of this.
What's that?
Yes, we are.
Yep, now
we're
going
to do it on the shoulders of this offensive line. We got a healthy Tucker. You know, Pittman, I think, is going to show us some real blocking that we're going to need for Fields. And I'm telling you, this offensive line is a line that's full throttle. They're going to blast through the NFL. And I'm telling you, I'm declaring it, this offensive line is going to carry this New York Jet team to the playoffs. I can't wait till Sunday.
Listen, one other point.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I can't wait for your calls back after week 3 when they're 0-3.
Right.
But
he's going to have to amend it. Come on, Ray. Stay firm, Ray.
I can't wait, Sal.
Yeah.
All right, but I'm going to tell you one more thing. The biggest improvement that the Jets have made, number one, we got a coach, and we got an attitude adjustment getting rid of Rodgers, and I can't wait to see him on Sunday. Me and the Barbarians are going to tear it up.
Yeah, oh, man. Oh, yeah, Rodgers got a little something waiting for him. I've got no ill will toward Aaron. He tried his best. His body betrayed him, whatever. That's when we move on. But, you know, now I just want to just beat a 40-year-old quarterback. Although a franchise who's well-coached and has a good defense and all the things Steelers bring to the table. You know what, though? And this goes back to something I said before, and it's probably part of goes back to the evolution of fantasy. Like, we become so enamored, and I get it, because from a Jets and a Giants perspective, too often we've been on the side of the road watching, like, Sunday night football, lesser Monday, but Sunday, the prime matchups, and seeing all this galaxy of stars that all the other franchises have, and it's quarterbacks, and it's receivers, and it's these offensive lines. We don't have that. The Jets and the Giants don't have that. But what, and just based on Ray's call, what the Jets do have, they have the component that you without it, you can't win. You could try to disguise it. You could try to be cute. You could try to work around it. But the Jets have finally devoted premium draft equity to getting an offensive line. And as I said before, like when the Giants are good, it's led by the defense. When the Jets have been good this century, and they've been good a couple times this century, it's because they got two or three guys up front who are really, really good offensive linemen that allow you to control the game. And then you go from there, and there's a million different things that could happen. But that's a starting point. For me, that's non-negotiable that they haven't had basically for 10 years.
Matt is calling from Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's that? That last call made my day. It's the best. That's the best. Listen, let's take one step at a time. BT, love the enthusiasm. Listen, you got a new coach. You got a mediocre quarterback. Offensive line we worked on. I know the fans want it. He just said it. Let's get to a playoff game. What are we doing here? Let's wait for week one. Where we were so excited for Aaron Rodgers, then they kicked him out because his body did fail. Everyone's so worried about Sauce Gardner, but he couldn't cover. He can't cover a grocery bag right now. You know, let's just worry about week one, move it forward, and get it going. Welcome back to football.
Yeah.
But, you know, just because now you got a defensive-minded coach every 3 years. If the Jets go 0-3, 0-4, or 1-3, they're going to crucify this guy.
Well,
let's just get back and relax.
That you can't do. I'm with you, Matt, and thank you for the call as far as lowering the expectations with both these teams. Like, think about – now, I do think – and we'll get to this. We'll take a break and come back and maybe answer this question on the other side. I do think there are different levels of success for each team. Forget about even the postseason for a second, but that's what it feels like. I'm excited for the NFL, just like you are, BT, just like everybody else is, whether it's fantasy, gambling, watching the games that you said before. There's a difference between that and being realistic about what our football teams, two of them here, can do, because they have sucked for how many years? I was with you the first year with Rodgers. Here we go. Jets, Super Bowl. I love Aaron Rodgers. Can't wait. This is a great move. Even believing in Dable with the Giants. And then it fell flat. Like, Dable and the Giants have gotten progressively worse. And Aaron Rodgers and the Jets failed for multiple different reasons. It wasn't just Rodgers' fault, obviously. But does that mean that they're all of a sudden now going to turn around and be legit playoff contenders each year? There's no way I can let myself get there now.
Understood. It doesn't mean that, but it doesn't mean that it can't happen. And it's not just about, I mean, anybody can say that, well, anything can happen, flip a coin, sure. But at least for me, it's rooted a little bit more in the reality of how they've been built here and what seems to have been a very stabilizing offseason for both teams. I understand the Giants' schedule is brutal. I understand that, you know, Andrew Thomas, God forbid if he goes down, it changes everything about their season. I get it. I understand that I'm going to be coming in here on Mondays or flipping on the pod on Killable on Sundays, and it's 3rd and 7, and Justin Fields has to thread a needle, and he misses a receiver, whomever it is, by 3 yards because he can't throw. I get that. I really do. I get all that. But this is not like false. I really mean this. This is not false manufacturing of emotion. I've said this all summer, and the word I've used is bullish. I'm bullish on the Jets, and I'm bullish on the Giants to slowly remove the stench of what has engulfed both teams, and you do that by winning games, and I happen to think they're going to win more than you. We'll find out, but I'm pumped. I'm excited for both seasons. I really am. I think the arrow's finally going up for both of them.